Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Let's do the best to speed jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending them to John Williams at WGNradio.com. What was the joke of the week? Here's joke number one. I'm feeling kind of nostalgic, Andy, in the new year. Oh, for the good old days when the FIFA Peace Prize used to actually mean something. Here is joke of the week number two. A guy finds an old lamp in the desert. He rubs it. A genie pops out. The genie says, you get two wishes. The guy says, wait a minute, I thought we always got three wishes. The genie says, check your pants. Guy looks down and says, wow, it's a lot bigger. Genie says, I know. I've been doing this for a long time. You think Marge Sipla is going to like that joke?
Oh, yeah.
Joke of the week number three.
Any of you who believe in telekinesis, raise my hand.
Joke of the week number four.
Hey, Andy, for Christmas, my wife got me a telescope.
Oh, nice. I got...
I can tell you what you got, Andy. Remember, my wife got me a telescope.
Speaking of getting things for Andy Mazur, here's joke of the week number five.
Andy, don't you think January is a good time to curl up with some good reading?
Actually, you know, John, for me, I'm covering the Bears.
You read Late for Work by Dr. Wages?
No, like I said...
Here, Andy, read this. How to Be a Babysitter by Justin Casey Howells. And here, read this, Andy. Healthy Forests of Italy by Teresa Green. I got this one for you, Andy. Can't Sit Still by Ivan Ofelich.
Does anyone have Dave Annis' number?
I got one more book here for you, Andy. Read this. View from Willis Tower by Bill Ding.
No.
Andy's not going to read them.
Not at all.
Here's number seven. Andy, was Isaac Newton a real person?
Sure, John.
I heard he was a theoretical physicist.
Thank you, John. That was number six. Here's number seven.
Hey, you know when I'm bored, I sometimes call a Best Western motel, and when they answer Best Western, I say True Grit, John Wayne. Then I hang up.
Here is joke of the week number eight.
Lady was cooking at home. The phone rings. The voice says, ma'am, come to the hospital right away. Your husband was run over by a steamroller. She rushes to the hospital and asks at the front desk, where's my husband? He was run over by a steamroller. The nurse says, yes, he's in rooms 15, 16, and 17.
Okay, that's joke number eight, but you may like joke number nine.
And here's an alternative punchline to the steamroller joke.
He was run over by a steamroller. The wife says, I'm taking a bath right now. Could you slip him under the door?
Or you may select this version.
And here's another version of the steamroller joke.
He was run over by a steamroller. The wife says, what a coincidence. His name is Matt.
Here's number 11.
Hey, Andy, I hear you lost your job at the orange juice factory.
Yeah, I couldn't concentrate.
Maybe I can get you on at the tree trimming service.
Oh, yeah?
My friend's the new branch manager.
John, my friend Pat got a job at the comb factory. It's part-time.
My friend Pete got hired at the thermometer factory. It's a temp job.
My cousin got hired at the clock factory.
Oh, yeah? What's he do?
Stands around all day and makes faces.
Okay, we got just a few more. Here's joke of the week number 12.
Hey, Andy, yesterday I caught my neighbor stealing the socks off my clothesline.
Did you confront him?
I was going to, but I got cold feet.
Here's joke of the week number 13.
Andy, they say bananas clean your colon. I found out today you're supposed to eat them. Sorry.
I want to apologize to everyone in America. Here's the final joke of the week.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur, who will portray a fortune teller, coming upon John Williams, who will star as another fortune teller.
You're well. How am I?
Okay, let's pick the joke of the week, and then I'll randomly select from the jokes sent in. Someone will win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Steve Alexander, what was the best joke this week?
Oh, this is tough, John. A lot of good ones. In honor of Marge Sipla, I would say check your pants. I'm going to go with the first two of the steamroller jokes.
First two of the steamroller jokes. You know, I was going to pick the third. What a coincidence. His name is Matt. So there's one, and one vote. Lauren, what are you voting for this week?
Man, those are good, but there's just something about the Best Western that I just love it.
That's a fun joke, too. Well, no one's going to get a majority of them. Andy, how are you going to vote?
I'm voting for the genie.
Yeah. But somebody, please vote for that. Hey, producer Pete, check in.
Yeah, I like True Grit.
True Grit, that's two for the Best Western, but not a majority. Still, randomly we'll select from the jokes sent in. Someone will win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. And remember, if you go to WGNradio.com right now, or my Facebook page, I'm WGN King John. You can see the 16 best jokes of last year. The voting starts on Monday. You get to pick one.